was it?
Hold on. There
we go. Okay. How goes it?
Yeah, it's going.
Yeah.
Of course, first thing I do is cough.
It's okay. I've had weird shit this whole time, too.
Yeah, I'm doing my best not to have the reflection here.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, yeah. I mean, she normally doesn't do much about it, but yeah, I learned that through a couple of other things. It's like they don't get to catch the red dot and they don't get to catch the reflection, so they're something drive kind of like fucks with their brain and kind of breaks them. She's not as bad, I don't think. Like, she's kind of just chill. Like, she's kind of looking for something right now, but...
She knows it's my phone.
Well, I don't know if
looking,
she knows.
She was looking at my phone while I was holding it.
Maybe. But she knows where it was at a second ago. And, like, when the windows are open right now, and so a car going by will also do something. So I don't think she's too far gone. Gwen doesn't care, I don't think. She'll chase a laser pointer, but I don't think she really
cares
gives
if
a
she
shit.
Catches it.
And she doesn't care about reflections either. Okay. So, like her, I can sort of get her to chill out and calm down about it. Because they don't really play with toys.
Hi.
They don't really play with toys. Like, Kira likes to chew on them, but she doesn't really care for fetch.
Yeah.
She'll do it, like, once and then be whatever. She'll do a little bit of tug. And then if you toss it, like, up, she'll catch it, but she doesn't really play. So
yeah, she's not like Tara where I launch it. She's like,
and that's what they're saying. Like, if you do play with laser pointers or something, and it's time to like put it down, like give them something to catch, so their brain, says that I have actually accomplished the goal.
Midnight, if I turn the laser pointer off and it's still in my hand, he'll come up to my hand and attack and be like, he'll hit it.
Yeah, like
turn it back on.
Yeah.
So he knows where it's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, cats are just different, though, in that aspect.
Yeah, she's
Kira,
for it.
No, ma'am. You want a treat? You want a treat? The happy holidays. Happy holidays. Keep going. You're not looking far enough the other direction. Hey! Yeah, you can bring it over or whatever.
Stand up, so don't drop it.
Or that. Grab out another one for Gwen.
She discovers.
When she finds out.
You break it in half or full?
Yeah, that's full. Okay. Fine. Gwen, you want a treat? Gwen, you want a treat?
Good girl.
Gwen, you want a treat?
Here.
Huh. Yeah. Gwen. There you are. There you go. Enjoy. She's been enjoying the nice weather while we have it.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
I get to travel on December 1st.
Ew.
Yeah.
Over to Cali.
And so then Salt Lake City.
Back on. Just push.
Yeah.
Was it pushed?
It was middle of October.
Was it supposed to be?
Yeah.
Okay. Yay.
And I don't have to take one of the guy who was going with me has work here that he needs to be here for. Mm. So I get to go by myself with the other government folks. So.
Oh. So not by yourself.
I mean, my plane will be by myself. My rental car will be by myself. So.
Okay.
Well, the flight to Salt Lake City might be with all of them.
But, gotcha. Yeah. And is that just 2 weeks? 1 week in Cali?
One week.
Oh, just 1 week?
1 week. One day in each location.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wait, one day in each location?
Yeah.
But you're only going to two places.
Travel.
Yeah, travel on Monday.
That's one day.
Or travel on Sunday.
Travel on Monday, that's one day.
Monday to work Cali.
Work Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Travel on Wednesday. Wednesday. Work Thursday. Travel home on Friday.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That's awful.
That's, like, there's no way to just relax.
That's not the point.
I know it's a work trip, but, like, you don't get to, like, what's the point? Just, that could have been an email.
No, we have to actually physically put hands on the material.
That's so.
I don't know why I need the government to do that. I could have done it.
Yeah.
And said, yeah, they have it.
I mean, hell, you wouldn't even have to make a whole day of it. You could have, like, landed on Monday morning because you're going back in time. So you're going to get there earlier.
It's right now.
Look at it Monday afternoon. Get on a plane Monday evening.
Not in LA.
You don't think so?
No. So right now, the flights that I have are two stops, and it's 3.5 hours in each stop. And so it's like a 13-hour day.
Jeez.
So I leave at 6 and arrive at 6.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going back in time. It's not like you've lost time.
6 p.m.
Oh, p.m.
Their time. And then I still have to get my rental car and check in. So I'm just So, not looking forward to that.
Hell, almost it'd be easier to get an Uber just to drop you off places.
Well, it's where I'm staying is not, it's like 2 blocks away from where I need to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get an Uber to where you're staying.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, walk over there.
Yeah.
And then just Uber to the airport when you're done. Instead of having to do that.
Or taxi.
Or taxi, whichever.
Yeah. But no.
Either way, that's going to be a very long weekend.
Long week. Yeah. So.
No bueno.
It's all good.
Finished Dispatch.
I am on episode 7.
Oh, you got it?
I did. I got it and got to where you had to make the decision between Invisigirl and Blondie. Blonde Blazer the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I think the next, that was episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's how episode 4 ended. And then like 2 days later, episode 5 and 6 came out.
Nice. Yeah, they're all out.
Yep, and I've played up to, well, played all, both sides of making the decision between Coop and Sonar and Blonde Blazer and Invisigirl doing the opposite on both, as well as Waterboy and
Phenomenon. Yeah, I mean...
So I basically made the opposite decision on each playthrough.
Yeah. Now it's just a question of, are you just a nice guy, or are you, like, a dick?
I'm a nice guy. It's but still, I'm saying, it's like, still there's different... I mean, other than, you know, putting the piece... Hitting the glass... there are certain decisions I did do both times.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, only one. And that's hitting the beer glass against the bartender's fucking face in episode 7.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't do that one.
But, yeah, I did pick different choices when dealing with Flambe the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And some of those choices just aren't really choices. It's just... Yeah. It is what it is. Like, yeah, he doesn't have eyebrows for the rest of the game, but that's literally
the only thing. Or missing a tooth for the rest of the game.
Yeah. Either way, he's still...
Pissed,
and it still
does. And I picked telling the team and not telling the team
that you're Mecha Man.
Yeah. So yeah, they are very different plays. So like my Invisigirl is basically threw water on Flambe. I told the team.
Yeah, I need to, like, there's so many kinds of different endings. Like the ending that I want to try to do is. Hit on Blondie, but then still encourage Invisigirl.
Go to the date with Blonde Blazer.
Yeah.
And then switch to Invisigirl midway. Or basically in episode 7.
Oh, you did?
No, I'm saying that's what you do.
What do you mean?
So in the 7th episode, if you lean into the kiss with Invisigirl, you've picked Invisigirl. So you have the date with Blonde Blazer and then pick Invisigirl.
Gotcha. No, I don't want to end up with Invisigirl. I just don't want her to be an evil person.
So you can do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, that's totally doable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to how
so you know the evil. So person. You know who Blonde Blazer is then.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you?
Maybe not.
Wait, have you played the last episode?
No.
Okay. Okay.
So is she his daughter? Her daughter is.
I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay.
You gotta.
Cause that's
why did you stop at 7? 8 was already, or 9?
I had work. Granted, I knew 7 or 8 was going to be so long that I was like, I can quickly go through 7 again.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, to go through 7 the second time, it took me twice.
Are you like, actually?
I had to break it up.
Yeah. Are you actually playing QuickTime or casual?
QuickTime.
Okay. I think for every other one I'm going to go through.
So, No. Blonde blazer, cinematic, Invisigirl QuickTime.
Yeah. I think now every other one I'm going to is just cinematic.
They're both QuickTime now. So I played the first episode and was like, I don't like cinematic. Let's do QuickTime. And did QuickTime for the rest of it.
Yeah.
And then I've done QuickTime. So I'm doing QuickTime for all of them.
Gotcha. I think now I'm just going to do cinematic. I don't know what it looks like, but I just don't want to have to rush.
It's, yeah, because there are things in there that's really nice.
Yeah. Like, I think now I've done QuickTime, I've experienced QuickTime, and I'm just going to just do cinematic now.
So, I mean, there are some QuickTime events that if you fail, they'll still succeed, but in a different way.
Okay.
So the bar fight?
Sure.
When you're in the bar fight and in the bathroom and the guy's like shooting lava at you and you pick up the mirror and it hits the mirror and bounces back in his face.
I'm trying to remember that, but I don't know if I do or not. Which bar fight? The one with the whole Z team?
Yeah.
Okay.
The fucking awesome bar fight.
Yeah.
If you miss that QuickTime event, either Coop or Sonar will come in and just beat the fuck out of that person.
Gotcha.
And then if you miss the tag team of breaking the guy's little dinosaur arms, if you miss that, then Invisigirl just like grabs both arms. And
nice. So, okay.
So wait, they succeed in different ways.
Is it QuickTime still with conversations? Or does the bar not
there? Oh, yeah, no. It's QuickTime with conversation, too.
Then there's no point.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no point, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You always are like short on time on trying to pick what you want to say.
Gotcha. Okay. No. Yeah. I was hoping it would be like just turn
QuickTime back on.
Yeah. It doesn't. There is no difference then except for
the fights.
Okay. All right. That makes sense then. Yeah. I don't like it, but whatever. But no, I think the ending was pretty cool. I wish it didn't end and you just continue to do the dispatch job.
Yeah. So I do understand what you're talking about, what you were talking about earlier, where there was like, you have to do it. You have to do this thing. You have to help her. You don't have a choice. And it gives everybody, it was 1%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was broke.
It was broke.
It was broken.
Oh.
So when I went through it the second time, they fixed it.
Oh, okay. Did it show it for 1% for you?
For my first playthrough. And then my second playthrough, it showed the true percentage.
Well,
it was so 96%.
Oh. Yeah.
So you can fail it, though, by not doing the hack.
Okay, I'm trying to remember which one I told you about because there was a couple of times that it said.
It was in episode 2 or 3.
I was talking about the areola one. It said you and 1% told her about her dress malfunction.
Yeah, I think that one was broke too.
Yeah, because when I went back to look at it, well, okay, so it's broken, but it's also not broken because the more people start playing it,
that's true.
The more the averages.
Yeah, but I'm talking about within like 2 days. Of each other.
Yeah, okay.
So within 2 days of each other, they fixed one where you had to help Invisigirl with the fight.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And it said 1%. Yeah. That, I remember that now because, I sent that to somebody else going, there's no way that only 1% of people did this.
We're successful at it.
Yeah. Because it's like, you have to, like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I remember that now because that was weird because it was like, there's no way that that's how that worked out. But yeah, and then the numbers have changed. But the numbers will constantly change.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more people play it, the more the average will average out.
Some of it. I don't know. A whole bunch of people are all about Invisigirl.
True. I mean, it's not the correct choice.
Like 70% like leaned into the kiss for Invisigirl. I'm like, are you kidding? I was like, God damn.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but I was romancing her from the beginning anyway. Like, did
Blonde Blazer or Invisigirl?
Invisigirl.
Okay.
Like, the first choice, well, I mean, granted, I kissed Blonde Blazer like at the beginning. Because you were like, okay. But then you find out she has a boyfriend. You're like, okay, nope.
Yeah.
We're done
but,
here.
But, I mean, she was also, like, getting ready to break up with him.
True. I'm just, it was an interesting choice on their part of when you find out that she has a boyfriend and the music tone shifts.
So if you don't kiss her, the music is completely different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it seemed like it was very, like, it's the boys all over again.
Yeah.
She's about to, like, he's actually not a good guy.
If you don't kiss her, the music is perfectly fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you tell him?
That I kissed her?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. See, a lot of my choices there, like, okay, so
you... But I've seen the choice of if you tell him what happens on YouTube.
Yeah. If you tell, like, what you're... The one where the whole, like, you smash the bartender with the glass.
Yeah.
Like, my perspective on all of those, with the whole not don't tell him and all this, is I'm just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
In a supervillain bar or up against the major one, I'm like, I'm going to do self-preservation and not start a bar fight because I'm a normal guy. And I don't have my backup.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, that one, I was like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I'm tired of this guy.
I get it. I mean, yes, it would, but I would be like, what would I do in that situation? Be like, yeah, I'm not gonna start a fight in a bar that everybody already hates me.
And in keeping with how Robert was feeling and where he was, I was like, this is perfectly acceptable. No one's going to fucking say anything.
Unless, I mean, it's a lot of villains in there, and they may hate you. I don't know why he went to the villain bar to begin with.
Well, he was looking for a fight.
Maybe?
He was looking for a fight.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'll do things differently, especially since you know it's Shroud.
Yeah.
I had flashbacks of Metal Gear Solid.
Mm.
The first one with... Did you ever play Metal Gear Solid?
No.
Okay. I'm going to butcher the name. Psychic Mantis is the guy's name. That's the villain. Mm-hmm. But in the gameplay playthrough, they read your hardware. And so the only way for Psychic Mantis not to figure out your next move is to take the controller out of slot one and put it into slot two. And then that's you can,
pretty good.
And then you start doing that. And I was like, when we were doing the... Oh, you haven't made it there yet. Well, you know the guy, you know Shroud predicts.
Yeah.
So the fight scene between you and Shroud and whatever, he's like, he's predicting our moves. And I'm like, am I supposed to, like, what is the weird mechanic here that is going to be like, he can't predict my move?
Yeah.
So, but it never panned out. It was just whatever. but yeah, no,
I've seen spoilers.
Oh, yeah?
Some of them, yeah.
Well, which ones? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Chase has got the amulet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm curious, and I've seen what happens if you give him the fake astral pulse and the real astral pulse.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how much I believe giving him both is, but it's fucking hilarious.
What do you mean? I mean, I gave him both.
And he's basically said, what the fuck is this, Robert?
Yeah.
I don't know what happens in the rest of the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what happens.
I'm curious.
Like, I'm
not going to do it.
Which one?
The both. I'll probably start a third save and play through, or start another save from that episode and do both.
See, I'm curious is if it switches, or if there's a random number generator in the back that if you give him both, could he possibly, would he get the real one or the fake one? I don't know. Because if he predicts it and you give him the fake one, then he's probably like, that was the fake one, whatever. Or if you give him the real one.
So if you give him the fake one, he knows immediately.
Yeah.
If you give him the real one, he knows immediately.
Yeah. But I don't know how the game ends if you give him the real one. Like
the same?
It can't.
I guess it can't be the same.
No. It can't. Like if he knows you give him the real one and then he just has it, and he has ultimate power. Or does he? I don't know. Is it the same ending?
So because he can't... I don't know what happens really after that point.
Yeah. I don't either. Because I gave him both.
So yeah, and so I'm going to give him the fake one, and then give him the real one.
If you give him the fake one, you're just going to have to give him the real one.
Right.
I would assume. Because he knows it's the fake one, and he has the dog.
Yeah.
So he's going to probably just throw the dog over.
No, he just drops the fake one and says, try again.
Oh.
And yeah, it goes to the like the animation of what you do when you give him the real one.
Okay, so yeah, that's
the principle of the matter. To be fair, if it was me, I'd give him both.
Yeah,
but in that moment, I mean, Robert would give him both too.
I was trying to every move that I made mostly was to because I mean his voice like I mean the guy who plays him what's his name.
Talking about Robert or Shroud?
Robert.
Oh, I don't
Aaron.
Know. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, like the way he's just
the only one that I don't like the voice acting for.
Really? I mean, I didn't care.
He's just so matter of fact on anything he says, even when he's being a smartass.
See, that's why I, every time I chose a thing, I would be like, I have to listen to it in his voice, and he's so, like, he's not happy about anything.
Ba, 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 ba.
And he's not, like,
no matter what mad. You guys do, I will back you.
Yeah, like, he just, like, so that's why I chose all the options to be, like, with his personality, what would he actually do?
Yeah. Well, other than being a sarcastic dick, he has no personality.
Mm. I didn't care. I mean, it didn't faze me either way.
Yeah. But did you fist bump Royd?
Yeah. Why?
This is gross.
Why is it gross?
Because he's used in the bathroom.
Oh, the first time in the bathroom.
The first time you fist bump him is in the bathroom.
Once again, I did it for self-preservation of you're in a place of not convicted.
Well, you don't know he's a villain at that point.
You know, well, Royd I don't think is.
Yeah, he is. Royd was a villain? Captured him. His dad captured him.
Oh, and turned his life around. That's yeah. Right. So, yeah. But at that point,
you don't know that Royd is a villain.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably do it in real life, too. Be like, this is weird. Okay.
You're a big dude. I'd be like, come on, man.
But anyway. But yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I didn't do two or three start throughs.
Yeah.
I played it through the first time.
I mean, I'm going to try and get like a perfect shift at some point.
Yeah. I mean, I always rage quit on all of them. So I would start every shift over again.
Don't get me wrong. I get...
Yeah, I would rage quit on every shift if they failed, okay. And I would quit, and then I'd restart. And then, because they don't save in between, like, missions.
Yeah.
If you failed on the last mission of the day,
it's like 7 to 10, 12 minutes of going back. Yeah,
and doing all the missions again. And then the other part is you getting, like, even though you...
I also want to fail a 90%, because I've passed a 19, what? Under 19. I want to fail a mission with 90% of chance. Of
I don't even know if that's possible.
It's
but
an achievement.
I assume. Good luck. That's gonna take years.
I've passed the one with under 19.
I don't know if I've done that one
it's
yet.
It's luck.
Yeah. I don't know. Like the way that ball bounces sometimes
is
because it'll stop abruptly.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, okay. Or it'll just keep going until it's outside, and then it'll stop. And you're like, yeah. Because I've had missions where it's like 60-something percent, and I've passed it almost every time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get to the mission that I can't, and then I fail that one. Because I'm like, no. I know he's the best person for it because he's all I got, and it's always going to be 60-something percent.
Yeah.
And we've passed it the most time.
Yeah.
That's the one I get mad on. But yes, I think some of them I've just said, no, fuck it. We're supposed to. And some of them you're just supposed to fail.
So
like that one day of like.
The second day?
Something like that. Where it's like literally everything's going wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's
well,
there's
what's
no way.
Funny is like the first time I played through that, it was awful.
Really?
The second time I played through that, I only failed like two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There may be a way to actually like.
Yeah, I was like 4 of 10
pass.
And then 8 of 2 the second time through. And it could be just me understanding
the game mechanics.
Yeah. Which sometimes it doesn't always make sense.
No, it doesn't. I have definitely, maybe in like day 4 or 5, realized like, oh, let's just chill. I don't have to send somebody immediately. Let's pass
play
it.
The game and wait and wait and wait.
Yeah, you wait for them to rest up and then you send somebody to that, hopefully within enough time. Mm-hmm. But you got to send people quick enough to where they can pass it or fail it and get them to rest before that other mission pops up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wish they would actually make more of a...
More dispatch.
Dispatch in the game.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Telltale or whatever. Just give me superheroes with the same mechanics and just a dispatch game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care about the drama or
anything
like that.
I mean, the story was good.
The story was good.
It's a good story, but...
But now
that's the thing that everybody is like saying is like, oh, I want to do more dispatch and have like more interaction with that part.
Yeah, give me more of an RTS game with it or whatever you want to call that kind of gameplay. I don't even know if it has a name, But yeah, I don't care about the whole like quick time shit. I just want to sit behind the desk and tell superheroes and level them up and all that stuff.
Right. Like leveling up superheroes would be awesome.
Yep. And getting them to figure out the synergies and their special moves and their combo moves that they can do with people or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the thing I never did, I never sent out a full team.
Of like four?
Or three.
Really? You always sent two?
Only sent two or just one.
Huh.
And
I've definitely sent three before.
Fuck no.
Let me rephrase. Episode seven.
Seven, yes. When they said, give him all you got. Because I got the achievement of having everything maxed out.
All right.
Like that's, but I sent four people out on that one because I was like, okay, if this is the last, give him all you got, this is probably the last one for him.
So do you max out their highest stat and then fill, or like?
I even it out.
Okay.
Whatever their max stats were, mm-hmm. I just put points into those. And maybe I might have put one into Waterboy. I didn't. Waterboy stayed in a weird, like
his weird
triangle.
I had to do something weird with Waterboy because I got rid of Sonar and didn't have any.
I got rid of Sonar.
Any charisma.
So I made Prism my charisma because okay. She was already a singer anyway. Now, granted, she didn't get as high as it, but she was my charismatic person.
Was that the one? So that's the brain, right? No, intelligence. I didn't have anybody with intelligence.
Oh, no, I made him my intelligence person.
Okay. You made Waterboy your intelligence?
Yes. Okay. So he had one big point here, and then he had mobility, and then he had vigor.
Yeah.
So his thing was so small.
Yeah.
Because there's no way like to round it out.
This or that.
Yeah, I never made a point. I tried to round off people in their areas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I tried to round like, them.
Punch up, I have him at like 9 vigor.
Oh, see, yeah, I had him at the end probably at like 6, 7, 6.
And I don't think you, well, I say, I don't think you really need it unless you send him out on by yourself on something that needs a oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They get disrupted.
Yeah.
And you have to pick something.
Well, and the other part is, I didn't want to, after having the first time where Blazer tells you, oh, if you hit this, you fail automatically.
Yeah, I was already like, too far down the road.
Yeah, with a lot of them.
That, yeah.
That's why I made Waterboy no combat.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, somebody and him, so it has so a bigger thing. Yeah, it's like flat on that end or something like that.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. I mean, they had those with charisma as well. And I'm like, how the fuck can you automatically fail something with charisma?
The second you add a second person most of the time,
your whole like thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why I was like, Waterboy's gotta stay weak.
Dumb.
Cause yeah, it was the same thing. Cause I would send up somebody that's close to it and then Waterboy. So it wouldn't go into that.
Yeah.
But I also got rid of his fucking, did you send people on trainings?
I did send people on trainings.
Yeah, if you send Waterboy on one of the early trainings, it gets rid of his, automatically, says he's going.
Oh, yes. Yep.
I did that, because I was like, no, we gotta get rid of that.
I want you to be somewhere to stop a fire.
yeah, in the next mission.
Or stop water from flowing.
I know that's probably cheating on that aspect, but like if you rage quit, then you know that it's like, oh, you either need Waterboy or Flambe to do something. So you can just send out one person.
Well, and that's the thing is like most of the time I know there's a mission that I'm going to either need Flambe for or Waterboy for.
Yeah.
No matter what, per shift, it's going to happen. So I don't send him often.
Yeah. Except
for the first time he joined the team, I was like, every time you're open, I'm sending.
Yeah.
He needed to level up.
Yeah. Not Maleficent. What's her name?
Coop?
No.
Oh,
the demon girl.
Yeah.
Starts with an M. Mal. We'll just call her Mal because I don't know her. Her and Waterboy actually synergize.
Mm-hmm.
They synergize. I had to start writing it down.
Coop and Punch Up synergize.
Yeah, but that was an obvious one from the beginning.
Yeah. Well,
they said it.
They had a fling or a relationship back in if you go to
Well, it's like when you send him to the tournament, he asks for Coop to come and help him.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's what synergy is.
And then...
Clayface and Invisigirl are synergies.
And then I think Sonar and Mal also have
Cindy. Yeah, but they were friends. Like, when you kick her, him out, she's the only pissed. One that's pissed at you.
Yeah, and then...
which is why it fucked me over. Flambe
and Prism.
Yeah. Have synergy. Did you get the Clayface thing where he'll fill out the rest of the team no matter what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Prism had one where she duplicates the middle person.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
And I got Mal's where she heals.
Yes. And also Waterboy has one too.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else. There was something I think it's stupid. The one part of the game that I think is stupid is the whole flying aspect. Like, you had to send somebody that is capable of flying to get their license to fly.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, that shouldn't be a thing. Everybody that can fly should be able to fly. Flambe, because...
Yeah.
I did find it weird.
He did it in the back, the cutscene.
Yeah. When he flew off to get... because you were a Mecha Man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't like that aspect of like, oh, sorry. Or at least that it should always be offered. Like, you just won't have them for that half a day or something like that, and you send them off to get that training to do the thing.
Yeah.
Instead, it was like, pick one, and this is the one you're stuck with that can fly.
Unless you pick Invisiman, and you get both. Or not Invisiman.
Phenomenon Man. Yeah. Well, he already had his license.
Yeah.
But, that's what I'm saying. I think there was a little bit of a cheat there, though. Where if you sent out people in twos or whatever, and one could fly, and the other one's slowly getting there, it would automatically the mission starts.
Yeah, the mission starts.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't even know if they got there before the mission ended.
They did. On all the ones I've seen, they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't start until they get there, which is another shit thing, because there's one. If they're very far away, you're like, great.
This is gonna be a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I enjoyed the majority of the game.
Yeah. I'm gonna play at least one round of episode 8 today.
Nice. When I get home. Yeah.
After I book my travel.
Yay, book and travel. So much fun. That's about the only thing I've been playing.
That's the only thing I've been playing.
Thought I see you finally got Steam, or did you buy a PlayStation just for this?
No, I put Steam back on my computer.
Gotcha. Is that the only game in your Steam library?
Right now, yeah. Well, that's the only game on my computer. There are other games in my Steam library.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I may. I don't know if I'll. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. Since I know how everything does, but I know it's going to piss me off about the missions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what takes it so long for me, is I just rage quit on
the missions.
All missions, and I start over. But, yeah, no. So, going off on a different tangent. There was a Kickstarter that I backed. Let me backtrack a little bit more. One of the Kickstarters that I backed, that I have a lot of their stuff from, they promoted one of their own team members who's like, hey, they've started writing a nonfiction book or whatever. And here's their Kickstarter, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, let me get on the ground level of this and see where this goes. So this guy, he has, if you look it up on Kickstarter, unfortunately, it already closed. It closed today. It's called the Guardian Trilogy. Let me read you the campaign right fast. So, DK Grant is the author, fantasy enthusiast, and someone who believes that every good story should make you laugh, cry, and maybe gag a little, just a little. These three novels are the accumulation of almost 20 years of dreaming, writing, drawing, and telling the story to my family and friends. Now I finally decided to set them loose in the world. I write the kind of books I want to read, stories where you're laughing on the pages and gasping as a plot twist on the next. Then maybe say, oh, gross, on the page after that. If that sounds like your vibe, then you're in the right place. So he has three novels. I guess the main protagonist is Brian Morris, a 25-year-old dude who's nothing more than a sarcastic... Loner. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. Sarcastic loner navigating life with glass half full mentality. When I guess there are the superpowers That's probably kind of important to mention. His pitiful, ordinary, and usually boring life as an insurance salesman takes an unexpected turn when he's thrust into a medieval world of immortals and magic in ancient Wales. And, well, the occasional bout of explosive medieval diarrhea. Side note, you'll have to trust me on this. You don't want explosive medieval diarrhea. Hopefully he invents the wet wipes when he's stuck in the 1200s, because gross. Despite his initial skepticism and a less than heroic track record, Brian is chosen to become a guardian of mankind, a being tasked with protecting human souls throughout time. Armed with nothing but a sword and sarcasm, he tackles the daunting challenges of becoming the hero he never thought he could be. So, blah, blah, blah. Immortals, you know, yeah. Crude humor, mystical monsters, murder, mystery, fantasy. Like, every novel is one set in the 1200s, one set in the 1400s, one set in the 1800s.
So he becomes basic. Is it him throughout the... Or is he just in the first book?
No, I think he's a time... He's somehow he's a time traveler. He's basically immortal, probably. Something. Yeah. Who knows? So, the reason why I bring this up is because you've seen the Kickstarter for... any of the other, like, Dungeon Crawler Carl stuff and all this. It's like, have your name in the book, do I kill you, whatever. And that that Kickstarter goal was, like, $1,200 for you to do it. Mm. In fact, let's look at that.
You had to pay $1,200 to get killed in the game, in the book?
Yeah.
Well, that's lame.
You know what Kickstarter is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
DCC. Oops, that is not... Son of a bitch. I mean, some people would, but yes, it's not for everyone. So, Dungeon Crawler Carl, the version 2 and 3 and all this stuff, 6 hours to go if you want to get in, but the main one, limited quest failed bitch meat edition, don't know what that means, limited edition version 2, 3 bundle, double book bundle with Scott commission, so that he has a guy that would draw a picture for you or whatever. That was $500. So both books with whatever else was in the bundle and a commissioned art. Then there was Surviving in an Upcoming DCC Book. Have your name included as a crawler who survives in a future DCC book, plus will commission a portrait of from artist Billy Blue as a crawler to include in the back of book 2, mail you signed in, physical, blah, 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 blah. Or die in an upcoming DCC book. So same shit, just you, and he figures out how to kill you. So to survive, it was $1,666. You would pledge that and you would be included in a book.
And you'd survive.
You would survive. Die in an upcoming DCC book was $1,699. Death by Donut, $2,069. $2,069.
So get killed by donut and teabagged by Mongo.
Yeah. In a future DCC book.
But as you can only do it, one person can do it.
Yeah. I don't know why I guess because they didn't want, like, so many people dying and being, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that one I get. Because if you're a crawler or if you are just an... NPC or something like that, and you're getting killed by Donut.
It says you will not be a crawler, you will be an NPC mob.
Oh, does it say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I would assume so, because that's a horrible way to die if you're a crawler, and then, you know, this is the team of supposedly pro crawler. But $2,069.
If you die, just die, you'll be a crawler.
Yeah. And surviving, you would also be a crawler. But just for that book, then you would probably die or not even be mentioned ever again in another book, in the other series, in the rest of the series. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you would either survive or die. Because eventually you're going to die or you get out some magical way.
Yeah. To where, like, wait, if, like,
the twins or being pregnant or whoever, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yes. $2,000, blah, 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 and then survive or whatever was $1,000. And even then, what was that? That was one for the death by donut, two for the die,
and
three for survive.
Five, which means I think it'll be a party.
Could be.
Yeah.
You and the other
backers would be a party.
Possibly. And then it says that they survive or they have whatever. Mm. The reason why I say that is this new and upcoming artist kind of did the same thing, but for $120.
But it's not as big as Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Yet. Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it may or may not get there.
Yeah.
But it's the same concept of, all right, let's get on the ground floor of this one. Let's see where this goes. Because I do like the concept.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah. Signed hardcover. Oh, it's a signed hardcover. You get a side character in a future DK Grant book. So,
especially if you can't change the timeline, or you're not allowed to change the timeline,
or it's a different timeline. Like, it's not us. I know it says that, but then he's thrust into. It says mystical monsters. We didn't have mystical monsters back
in the 200s. That we know of. They could have, you know.
True. Who knows?
Be like something kind of like they do with. The Percy Jackson series, where it had this thing called the mist that just kind of shrouds everybody's eyes except
the people,
demigods, and things like that.
So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'll see when the books get on my doorstep, and I'll have them the ground floor of it, and we'll see how it happens. I did find out that the DCC like Kickstarter was because he did it. First on Kickstarter,
mm-hmm.
and then I think that's when it blew up, and that's when the publication. So
it was originally a limited Kickstarter,
yeah, and then it blew up.
And then big publishers decided, yeah, okay,
yeah. So everybody that got the first one was like, hey, you get like this cover is unique in itself. So I think he's going to eventually do a whole run of this on Kickstarter. With this artwork, because you can't do it with the big publication, because the big publication is this is how we want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's why the big publication also has, we want to be set out apart from everybody else, and that's why you have the Pineapple Cabaret in the hardcover by the big publication. So this one and the paperbacks are the same.
Okay.
I don't know why there's a paperback version. I don't know. Because if I'd have known that about the hardcovers, I would have just bought hardcovers.
Yeah.
I'm
the same way.
And I'm glad I never bought back to the Kickstarter of this because, yeah, it doesn't have the extra chapter. Now, granted, some people don't give a shit about the extra chapter or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's going to be probably 7 more of these. He already did book 1. Then he did book 2 and 3. So now if he finishes, who knows how he's going to do it.
10 books.
Yeah. 10 books total.
Yeah.
In Kickstarter, possibly. Because the people who backed it was like, can you please finish
finish this series
of this
cover? Finish the series of the covers. I don't think we're going to get in a George R. R. Martin situation with him.
No, well, I don't know. He did come out with that other book. The Burning House Down book or something. I don't know if that's supposed to be a series or if that's supposed to be a one-off. It is. What is the name of it?
No impact.
Come on. Yeah, I'm waiting for this to load, and it is not loading. Page not found. Why page not found? Wait, page found? Nope, page still. Matt Dinneman, right here. Matt Dinneman.
Talking about Operation Bounce House?
Yeah.
That's coming out next year.
I thought it was already out. I kept seeing, like, everything about it. I mean, he did the kaiju things. I don't know if he's still doing the kaiju things. I've heard... Actually, I haven't heard mixed results. I've heard, like, it's just not good. But I haven't known that from only a few people. So my market on that one is not as expansive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kaiju, not sure. Then he's got the Dominion of Blades.
That's old, too.
Yeah, the grinding...
That's 2013.
Yeah. Excuse me. So, I don't know. I assume he would want to finish this one in general, but he's coming out with Operation Bounce House, and I don't know what it looks like. All colonists Oliver Lewis ever wanted... Oh, colonists ever... Okay, that was just weird. Wanted to do is run the family ranch with his sister, blah, blah, blah. I'll read that over later, but, you know.
So basically, there is a colonist on a different planet. Then it's connected to Earth with portals, but like video gamers on Earth can control these mechs and basically wreak havoc on that planet.
Oh shit. Okay. So it's an Ender's Game type style.
Yeah. Or the guy that did Ready Player One came up with another book. Not Ready Player Two, but there was another book that he did that
kind of the same.
Yeah, where it was a video game that trained people how to be pilots against an alien invasion.
I mean, that's Ender's Game, yeah, as well. But yes, I don't know. I may pick that up eventually, but not on my radar right now.
Yeah.
If I see it and I read a couple of chapters, I may go, okay, I'll pick it up. But that's about all I've...
Yeah, well, it's been pretty chill.
Yeah. Anything else?
Mm-mm, I'm good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.